We're going to talk about stuff that you're not going to like. Don't feel bad. I don't like it either. And it is stuff that I do tell people what to do, not what I do. I give this same kind of presentation over and over on the hopes that someday I'll start doing the stuff that I'm telling you to do. Because I know, like the old farmer down at Texas A&M, they went out and talked to him about a good old agricultural seminar, and he never would come in, and they finally went out and talked to him and said, "How come you don't ever come to any of our seminars? You're a big farmer. It would really help our prestige." And he said, "Well, I'll tell you why." He says, "I already know how to farm a whole lot better than I'm farming. When I start farming as well as I know how to do, I'll start coming to your seminars." Well, that's kind of the shape we're all in. We all know a whole lot about what ethics say and what things happen and what we're supposed to do, but there's a whole lot of stuff that we don't do that we wish we would when it's all over. When I was chairman of the Board of Disciplinary Appeals for the state of Texas and chairman of a local grievance committee, I read over 4,000 grievances. I don't recommend that for anybody's mental health. At the end of the day, I was totally furious with lawyers because they do so many unethical things. I disbarred a lawyer one time who was passing out cocaine to ambulance drivers to give his card out at the scene of accidents. That is evil on so many levels, it just kind of takes your breath away. But if you learn nothing else today, if you're in a car wreck in Austin, Texas, and the ambulance driver gives you a lawyer's card, walk to the hospital, do not get in the ambulance. But I also hated the public because they file so many frivolous grievances that take up so much time and cost so much money. Now, at the end of that tour of duty, I was mad at lawyers and mad at the public. That didn't leave me very many places to go.